Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the 4 o'clock happier happy hour. It rolls on the Monday edition. Got a little more Walker bashing and your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. I'd like to lead this segment by saying, suck it, wanker. And your lap dog, too. And I mean you, MD Kittle. Matt Kittle from over at the McIver Institute. You know, they sued the governor, the current governor, Tony Evers. And their suit was all about access to the current governor, because apparently McIver didn't get invited to all of Tony's press briefings. Well, neither do I. And often I don't attend, but occasionally I do. And last time I saw MD Kittle, he was in the press briefing. We were there literally at a press briefing. I think Evers had rolled out his budget or something.
Yeah, and the only reason why he was stopped from doing so is because he released information before it was supposed to be released in the first place.
Oh, he broke embargo?
Yeah.
I might have inadvertently done that to Tony one time.
Yeah, and if you did that, I'd say, okay, I can understand why you might you violated the trust of the governor. Okay. I mean,
well,
if you're not supposed to do that, then don't do it. You get punished.
The lawsuit was enjoined by the former governor. The wanker wrote amicus briefs and got...
Oh, he joined in on this?
He joined in on this lawsuit.
He signed his name on this?
To try and force the current governor to allow sort of open access to any quote-unquote qualified journalist for the current governor. But let's not forget the former governor blocked access to a lot of his press events. And in fact had protesters arrested at the Wisconsin State Capitol in a very fascistic way.
He's going to be in line for double precedent. He's going to get smacked down by his own precedent. The man is doing everything but putting a stick in the front spoke of his own tire.
You mean Scott Walker,
yes.
The troll in chief?
Yes, he's trolling himself.
Oh, that's better than elected office. Pays better. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to take up an appeal in a lawsuit brought by the Madison-based conservative think tank against Governor Tony Evers for his decision to keep writers from attending some press briefings. The John K. McIver Institute for Distorting Public Policy earlier this year appealed a unanimous federal court appeals court ruling upholding the Evers policy. So they're appealing a unanimous ruling. I mean, Scott Walker would do stuff like that constantly. The justices denied their request to take up the appeal after meeting on Friday, according to the court's order list released Monday. So they said no. The U.S. Supreme said, we don't want your argument. The move keeps in place Evers' policy of at times hosting invite-only press briefings for some but not all reporters, researchers, and writers who cover state government, some of which are tied to partisan organizations like Kittle. I mean, the guy wrote over 400 John Doe articles giving cover fire to Scott Walker. As this case ends, two things remain clear. The McIver News Service is run by award-winning journalist. That's funny. The politicians should not censor their news coverage by handpicking who covers them. Daniel Sir, managing attorney. Well, you lost, Daniel, so shut up. In a brief filed by Attorney General Josh Call and Assistant Attorney General Gabe Johnson Karp, who represented Evers in the case, the attorneys wrote, the First Amendment does not grant unlimited access to governmental events or facilities. Instead, where the government applies selective criteria to determine who may access the event or facility, those access determinations will be upheld as long as they're reasonable and viewpoint neutral. Former Republican Governor Scotty Wanker, who lost to Evers in a re-election bid in 18. Remember that, Scott?
So he's
I laughed
feeling
all
the
night.
The pain twice now.
Filed a brief with the court in October in support. Walker inserted, under what grounds? Walker, did you have grounds? Arguing the federal judge's rulings allow censorship by picking which reporters attend press events.
And also, he's not me.
That was your
policy,
Walker.
Exactly what you did.
As it's written here, Walker, as governor, did not invite all reporters and writers who cover state government politics to all press events or budget briefings. I know I was excluded. Hell, someone came in on Martin Luther King Jr. to withdraw my credentials to cover the State of the State address.
How petty is that?
They had issued credentials, then they came in to withdraw the credentials. And hence, Walker Bash was born, at least as a hashtag on social media. We made a trend that night. During his speech, when we did a Mystery Science Theater 3000 commentary, those were good times.
What a great time.
MacGyver sued Evers in 2019 after being left off its media events, including a budget briefing with reporters. It argued the governor violated the think tank's right to free speech and equal access by not notifying it about Evers' public appearances. The courts did not find that. We find that the governor's media access criteria are indeed reasonable and not an effort to suppress MacGyver's expression because of its viewpoint. Well, anyways, you lose. Suck it, Wanker. Suck it, MacGyver. I mean, really.
But they used his own precedent to go and smite his own stupid idea.
One more from the courts. We cannot fathom the chaos that might ensue if every gubernatorial press event had to be open to every qualified journalist. And they're definitely using air quotes with you, Kittle. With only the most narrowly drawn restrictions on who might be excluded. And no one needs would be served if the government were required to allow access to everyone or no one at all. Right? So if MacGyver can't be there, then no one should be there, according to MacGyver. Walker, you know, the wanker and his attorneys argued that in the case of press conferences and limited access press events like the budget briefing, where certain reporters are invited to attend, the relevant speakers are government actors, not journalists in attendance.
Great.
Then why didn't you ever do open call press conferences, wanker? And when I did insert myself in a couple of press conferences, when I, you know, they'd say, okay, two more questions, I'd jump in. I'd ask a question loudly in front of the press, the assembled. And they were forced to answer or at least acknowledge that I had asked the question. And then they usually ended the press conference immediately, so there would be no follow-up questions. And I only got like four cracks at Walker in his 8 years of terms. I'd have to go follow him out. I followed him to the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce one time because when he did public events, I wasn't invited to the East Wing.
Mike, what a cowardly human being.
Wanker.
What a just never, ever.
That's his best quality.
Never faces anybody, never has to sit there and take any sort of information from anybody. If you talk to him directly to him and ask him a direct question,
you can't talk directly to him.
You can't. He'll turn it around or
it's
change
one of those things.
He can't
where
even tell you his favorite Bible quote or something. He can't even tell you what he's even thinking without going and hemming and hawing around what he's actually thinking.
You know, you can't look the man in the eye. Because he's like Marty Feldman.
Oh, that's true, too.
He's got the Marty Feldman eyes. 844-967-2789. Dick in the garage. Welcome back, Dick. Heard some Walker bashing, did you?
Oh, I'm on board with that. First of all, thanks so much for Scott Ross. I love the guy to death. He was spot on with Walker when he ran. And the other thing, the guy who comes up with the word crapulence, you gotta love him.
That is a hell of a word. I don't know if it's a real word, but Scott Ross uses it so well.
It should be, and it fits. But anyway, also, to Walker, he was totally right, Scott Ross. I remember listening on your show when he was running against Evers, and he said that Foxconn would be an albatross around his neck, and he was perfectly spot on. That isn't why I called, though.
Which call? Dick.
Another man who wallows in his crapulence, Rand Paul. This guy is the hypocrite of the year. I wake up this morning and I see him on the Senate floor railing against all kinds of any kind of financial support for hurricane relief, this, that, and the other thing. And then he pens a letter to the president groveling for money for his state when Biden had already done it. I wish his neighbor would have succeeded in, well, I won't go there. Well, this guy is the worst of the worst.
Rand Paul, he's pretty bad. Appreciate your call, Dick. Rand Paul is seeking federal relief for his state, and he's kind of staked his reputation on blocking federal relief for other people's states. And I mean, these were massive, tragic tornadoes. And I love the fact that, you know, we've got right-wingers denying climate change all day long on Righty Whitey Talk Radio. I heard the denial of the climate change. You know, temperature goes up by a degree. It's going to be 68 degrees, what, Wednesday in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
68 degrees. It's warmer here than Vegas and L.A. And I realize this could be just a little short-term weather burst, but there is a Antarctic ice glacier. The whole shelf is going to crash into the ocean within 5 years. How are you going to climate deny when the water's above Miami?
The problem with people self-owning so much is that they have to be aware enough to know they're getting owned by themselves.
I'm not clear that they do. There is more news here and more callers at 844-967-2789. Let's get to at least one more. Mark from the SAC. Welcome back. What do you got for us?
Well, there can't be enough Walker bashing. I mean, I just kind of envisioned him, that I can remember an old political cartoon where some politician was the, those old carnival things where you bash the anvil and knock the thing to go up to hit the bell, and this politician was the guy getting the little thing that get you bashed when you...
Oh, that's a bell I'd like to ring in perpetuity. Someday I hope to crash Walker's funeral and somehow sneak up to the stage. Anybody have anything to say? I do. Give a little speech till they haul me out of there.
He's just an odious human being. I mean, and no wonder that woman doesn't want to admit that Scott Walker is her father. I mean, that who would? I mean, except for his feckless sons who now are living probably out of state, you know, sucking up.
No,
political advisors.
Mark, you're all wrong. Appreciate your call, buddy. But I believe Alex Walker is the, one of the campaign people for Rebecca Clayfish, his former lieutenant governor. So, you know,
that's going really well.
The nut doesn't fall far from the tree, if you know what I'm saying. 844-967-2789. Wisco, Paul, how you been, Paul? Welcome back.
It's always cool to hear Walker bashing. He deserves
it. It is a fan favorite, isn't it?
Oh, he's the reason we're in a state of affairs in this state, you know, with the gerrymandering. Well, you know what? Hey, this is what I called about. The more you watch the news today, I haven't had time to watch it, but with this deal with Meadows and Trump and lining the National Guard up, which you were a part of, this is from the top all the way down to Gableman. All these people are involved in this, Crudy. They're all involved
well,
in
it's
treason.
It's an ongoing activity, Paul, because to my opinion, Gableman's investigation is like when they talk about chilling prior restraint. You know, when you make a law that you can't go out there and you can't publicly protest, that's chilling prior restraint. That was the justification Scott Walker used to arrest people at the Wisconsin State Capitol. Well, it was unconstitutional, Paul. But what Gableman is endeavoring to do and Robin Voss is allowing him to do is to basically smear good people, to try and arrest people, to put the fear of incarceration in people. And Paul, to what end? Well, hell, if Mark Thompson and Ann Jacobs and hell, even Dean Knutson leave the Wisconsin Elections Commission, do you think the next round of appointees are going to be quite as you know, street fighting? I mean, Mark Thompson's a fine lawyer. Ann Jacobs is a very smart lady. Dean Knutson had served in the assembly. They're all up on felonious charges. They'd arrest them and throw them in jail if they could. Not out of merit, not because they're criminals, but because they gave a little election advice during a pandemic, Paul. And the next election commissioner, they better know better. So we're going to throw their asses in jail. We'll tell you all about it. More Devil's Advocates. Come back with us.
You wouldn't hire me to be a neurosurgeon. You wouldn't hire me to run condos. You wouldn't hire me to run HP. You probably wouldn't hire me to run the United States Senate.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Now go home and get your f***ing shine box.
Having a great time.